Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday evening, everyone, and you're tuned in to At the Wire. Sunday evening, everybody, on January 24th, 2021. Thank you for tuning in. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, it's Sunday, and you're tuned in to At the Wire. Thank you for joining us. And as usual, on Sunday evenings, I'll get you out of here quick. 15-minute show on Sunday nights, but we do have horses to watch that caught our attention this past racing week out at Santa Anita. So we'll go ahead and give you those and update you, first of all, by taking just a little walk down to the paddock, and we'll give you the updated jockey and trainer standings. Juan Hernandez leads the way with 22, Umberto Rispoli with 18, Joe Rosario 15, Flavian Pratt and Abel Cedillo tied with 14, and then we have Ricardo Gonzalez rounding it out with 7 wins. Turn the page to the trainer standings. We have a tie here, Peter Miller and Doug O'Neill, each with 10. Bob Baffert with 9. John Sadler's checking in currently with 8 wins. Phil D'Amato with 7. And then we have Richard Baltus and Mike Pipey, each with 6. Leading the owner standings currently with 4 wins at the meet is Redham Racing, LLC. No surprise there, huh? They own some nice horses. They certainly start an awful lot in Southern California. Well, all over the place, really. But they have a nice string of horses with Doug O'Neill, Ed Freeman, to 2 of the top trainers here. So congratulations to Redham because, certainly no surprise they're in the top spot currently. All right, if you are planning on going to the races via your computer on Friday, like we all are, hold your horses. And they were supposed to draw today as they normally do on Sunday for Friday. However, there is a lot of rain in the forecast. It's currently raining right now in Arcadia and the San Gabriel Valley. It is supposed to clear. It's supposed to be partly cloudy tomorrow, sunny on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A significant amount of rain is forecasted, 80% on Friday. And, you know how it is now with the animal rights people yelling and screaming and saying, oh, you know, these poor horses running in the mud, which, you know, is really BS. But obviously it is a new time in the world. And so they have put off taking entries until Tuesday. And I guess hoping that there's going to be maybe a change in the forecast. I don't know why they just didn't draw today and just roll the dice, but they're drawing on Tuesday for Friday. So keep that in mind. You're not able to jump ahead and get a head start with your handicapping like yours truly here. But nonetheless, Tuesday entries taken for Friday's card, and we're hoping that it's going to go off as planned. In the old days, when I was just starting out going to the track, they ran and everything. And folks, the horses, there are some horses that like the mud, and there are some horses that don't. obviously. And you figure that out with pedigree, handicapping. You know, you look at mud sires, dam sires, all of that. And bottom line is if a horse doesn't like the mud, he's not going to extend his or herself. In other words, they're not going to run and commit suicide out there on the track. If they're not handling it, they're just not going to run in it. And the jockey knows that. And for the most part, it's safe. The track drains well. And really, we're missing out on a treat, in my opinion, because when the track is muddy, you can really get some nice price horses if you do your handicapping, if you do your homework. But we don't have that option anymore, obviously. And I guess it's going to be like from now on, it's going to be like baseball. If the track is wet, they're not going to run. But anyway, hopefully they will, okay? And but anyway, just giving you a heads up that if you're looking for entries, you won't be finding them until Tuesday. Keep our fingers crossed that Mother Nature cooperates and the racing goes as scheduled on Friday. First post will be 12:30. And for you pick six players out there, there is a single ticket jackpot. Well, it's swelling. It's now at $710,207.56 going into Friday. And, of course, that is the single ticket jackpot. If you are the lone ticket, you'll get over $700,000 added to your take-home pay. A couple of chances today. In the eighth race, but didn't pan out, so we got the carryover, so it's going to make it very interesting, big time, if they run and the track is off. That's very intriguing for that kind of a carryover, and if we have an off track, no turf racing, probably. We'll see. Going to be interesting. All right, and that, of course, is this coming Friday, the 29th, first post at 12:30. All right, let's give you some horses that ran this weekend. We're going to go back to Monday's card, the 18th, holiday racing. Obviously, we couldn't give this to you last Sunday night, so there is one horse in here that caught our eye. And that was coming out of Monday's sixth race, the number one horse, Satchel Del Riches. Ran very, very well, okay. All right, I'm not going to gloss it up too much. He ran okay. Found his best stride too late under DeSormo, but this horse really pulled after the wire. Very strong on the gallop out, and he was just getting warmed up. So we're hoping the next time we see this gelded son of Country Day that it might be maybe 6.5, maybe 7 furlongs, and because the added real estate certainly looks like it's going to be his cup of tea. Interestingly enough, when he won his last race on New Year's Eve, December 31st, he went wire to wire under Kent DeSormo, but we'll see. Anyway, interesting horse, Circle, Satchel Del Riches, and we'll give him a look back next time. Okay, we're going to go now to Friday, the 22nd, and this, what are we looking at here? Okay, here we go. Kitten's Cat, this was the three horse coming out of the first race. This was a shipper that there were some question marks about him. He's by Kitten's Joy, 6 furlongs on the turf, shipping in from Belmont. Very intriguing runner here from the Robert Falcone barn. And this guy totally stumbled, lost all of chance at the break. So we really didn't get a chance to see his best race or how he was going to transfer his form over from the East Coast. So let's circle Kitten's Cat. We're going to draw a line through this dismal effort and give him a look back next time. He's certainly bred for the turf, being a son of Kitten's Joy. So it's going to be interesting to see where he shows up next time and circle him. and give him some heavy consideration next time out. On the second race on Saturday now, the great one, $5.20. This was a nice-looking win here from a Doug O'Neill trainee by Nyquist, a three-year-old son of Nyquist under Abel Sedil. Won very impressively here at 5.20. And let's follow him now that he's got his maiden win under his belt. But the interesting horse here came from the outside hole, and this is a horse that we are definitely going to circle a couple of times, and that is There Goes Harvard. Ricky Gonzalez, first-time starter for Mike McCarthy. And, folks, this horse really needed this race. We kind of were intrigued by him. He was in a four-horse field. He was caught five wide into the first turn. I don't know if he was given instructions to keep him outside. You know, don't get a lot of dirt kicked back in your face. But anyway, he needed this race, and I think he's going to benefit greatly for having a race under his belt. So this son of Will Take Charge, There Goes Harvard, out of the same race, the second on Saturday. We're going to circle him and give him added consideration when he comes back versus maidens. How about Luxury Liner coming out of Saturday's fifth? Abel Sedillo. This has really turned into a very nice little horse here for Steve Miotti, the daughter of Grayson. She's a three-year-old filly. Overcame a lot of trouble here, guys, and she was very impressive in her win. So she could get bumped up maybe one, two levels next time. Let's follow her. That is out of the fifth race on Saturday, the three-horse Luxury Liner. How about Wild Man Jack coming out of the Palos Verdes on Saturday here, the seventh race? Nice-looking win here at 13.20. And this guy is sharp at the moment and looked really solid here, transferring from turf to dirt and taking down the Grade 3 Palos Verdes Wild Man Jack. Follow him as well. And then two races today. In the third race, Basil Flavor. Now, this was a free release that was given out by yours truly here on several different sites, and the daughter of Declaration of War. Interesting, we had got a little bit of a push on her when she made her debut at Del Mar. She ran very disappointing. However, she did lack some room at the head of the stretch, and maybe could have outrun or maybe could have outperformed had she had a clear path, but she did not. And then in her subsequent race, under Mike Smith, another clunker. But, you know, we liked her. We have understand that she's got a little bit of talent and a little bit of ability, and we liked the dip in the class today to a $50,000 maiden claimer. So we stuck with her, and good thing we did, $14.40. Nice-looking win here. She flew the last 25 yards of this race. At the eighth pole, I was hoping she was going to run third. Just hit the board for the backers is what I was rooting for. And, boy, she really, really kicked it in. A very, very impressive maiden race. If you haven't seen the replay of that, I suggest you do go back and watch it. So Basil Flavor, we're going to watch her first time versus winners on the grass. And finally, the seventh race here, Madame Barbarian, under Umberto Rispoli for Jeff Mullins. This is a horse that we liked going into the race. However, interestingly enough, she added wraps in this race, and that is something that we're not real big on when veteran horses start adding equipment, especially front wraps, and she added those today. That was kind of a concern, but she ran strong for the win here, $5.80. And when these horses get good, follow them, because she could very easily come back next time, stepping up maybe to the $16,000 level and run another good good race, solid race. So follow Madame Barbarian out of today's seventh. And that's going to do it for us this evening. Want to thank everybody for spending time and joining us. Thursday morning, we'll be back with you for At the Quarter Pole. And, of course, we'll start getting you ready for the upcoming weekend at Santa Anita. We'll discuss Friday's card as well as take a peek ahead and look at Saturday. So you don't want to miss that. That's At the Quarter Pole from 6:30 a.m. until 7 a.m. Pacific on Thursday. Folks, have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Thanks for joining us.